But that was sort of like probably Midwest grim winter conditions, I imagine.
I remember one time doing like a JNQ way back in the day at Worth Park, and it was like on the golf course, and yeah, just as bad. And I think we were actually skiing on grass.
Well, yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, I kept on kind of, we're watching like an NBC feed, and I was like, I feel like I hear thunder.
Oh, yeah.
You were in the final heat, is that right? In the quarters?
Yep, heat five.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed like that particular heat, I was like, holy crap, like it is booming out there.
Yeah, we finished and they were like, oh, we know we got to get you inside. We got to get you inside. And I was like, oh, relax. Like, oh, it's all good. And then, this huge flash went in the sky and I was like, oh, yeah, we got to get inside.
Yeah, you're like the tallest object out there. So you got to be careful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So before we kind of talk about today, in Davos, you qualified in 30th. You had the same time, sort of rough same time as Logan, but you made it into the heats. Just kind of curious, you know, how you feel. You're finishing up it's the last individual sprint for period one. Just kind of reflect on the past three weekends, how things are and how you feel.
Yeah, it was, starting from way back in the, Ruka seems like it was ages ago. But I was definitely happy with how I came out, kind of swinging in that classic sprint, even though, I was 32nd. It was one of my best classic sprints on the World Cup that I've had. So that was a good takeaway leading into the season. And then kind of after that, I kind of felt like I had this uphill battle just out there struggling in all my races and not really happy with how my body was feeling. And just felt like I was missing a little bit of something extra. So going into Davos, I was definitely excited because, last year when I was in Davos, I was 31st. And I just missed out on qualifying there by, I think it was like 0.01. So I wanted to come into Davos this year and kind of hit it out of the park. And I was feeling really good the first, the first week we were there. And I was excited. And I mean, I was on the right side of the 30 this year. I mean, barely. But I was definitely, really, really pleased and happy to have qualified there. But still, it kind of felt like I've been, was still battling a little bit. And my quarterfinal there wasn't a great place and for my body. And so I think it's been a lot of kind of to the drawing board for kind of Matt and Chris Mallory and I trying to figure out why or what's best for me kind of moving forward. And we've kind of been tweaking little things with my warm-up routine. And I played around with that today, actually, because it was a majority of a running warm-up.
Okay. So a little bit about kind of, I'm curious, like technically how you raced the course. The heats were very tight. And at any moment I was kind of waiting for someone to kind of take a spill.
Yeah. I mean, and there was definitely some spills out there as the heats kind of went on. But it was interesting. I was talking with Logan this morning in our room and, training got canceled yesterday, so we didn't get to ski the course. I've never been here, so I had no idea what the course was. So I was a little worried kind of going into it, not really knowing how it skied. And then we got 10 minutes to test our skis and then ski the actual course before the qualifier started. But I mean, for me, I kind of just take it as it comes. Once I kind of get out there, I mean, it's the best line kind of forms and, we have our pre-race, our meetings the night before where we talk about tactics and we watch previous videos. So a lot of that plays into it. In decision making as I'm racing, but in my quarterfinal today, I think I kind of made a bonehead mistake and took an outside line when I should have taken an inside line, and I think that ultimately cost me a chance in getting to the semifinal. And I don't know if that would have come if I would have had more time skiing on the course or a little bit more time watching some video, if that would have kind of played into better decision making. But at the end of the day, it's sprint racing and, shit kind of happens out there.